It is time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim, of course, joins us on a Tuesday morning here at Robinhood Radio. Jim, boy, he's got quite a background. He's got the fact that for over 40 years, he's been an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, and bringing that experience right here to the airwaves of Robinhood Radio. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. So where's the coffee?
You have no idea how many things have spilled this morning.
Oh, really?
Already.
Then I'll just ask for the coffee and not the bagel.
Okay, yeah, good. Do you know, my very first job, my very first responsibility was getting a regular coffee and a corn muffin for the late and lamented Ken Greengrass, who used to manage. He grew up in the Bronx, played the trumpet, and he used to manage Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet back
right.
in the day. And, you know, the first thing I ever had to do was basically show up with that. And it was good grounding. I mean, I have to say, I hated it. I was like, why am I standing here? Can't get it done. But
Tell me something. Was it a corn muffin?
Yeah. Toasted yeah. corn muffin. No butter.
Yeah. I used to love corn muffins. God.
But that was before the advent of the bran muffin, which was pretty much like just eating. That was the beginning.
That's where the corn muffin went. God darn it.
Oh, but some of those bran muffins were just literally like eating straw. And people would be going, yummy. And if you were a real person, you'd be going, are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Bring me the hash browns. But you know,
isn't that something? Hey, listen, here we are again.
Here we are again. And
is the sun shining up there?
No, not yet. Is it shining here, down there?
Not yet. It's going to happen. I just want to start with a little, if you would, sunlight. A good friend of mine sent me some wonderful images of horses and foals. And, oh, God, it really restores your faith, your life.
Not only that, I know
young things going about. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. What is interesting, I happen to know what you're talking about. And what is fascinating about it is, once again, like the corn muffin, I think good grounding, because one can lose sight in the just frenzy of being able to click and send and click and send and post. That basically these creatures are going about their business. They're not doing anything particularly different, and they just are. And basically, they're going to be doing the same thing for the next 11 months. And that's
right.
A long time when you just do that, and they need their humans to help keep things a little organized for them. But yeah, they're just doing their thing, and it's a good I think that some regrounding is necessary. Stuff has to be built from the ground up again. And one of the things that I really wanted to ask you about, because I'm pretty sure that you were fairly active during the day trading. And not that you were a day trader, but you watched life with people who were getting their information from essentially a retail source, behaving as though they were in on it from the beginning, so to speak. And a not dissimilar thing has happened in the news business right now.
Right.
And we got to get back to knowing and trusting, essentially, sources.
Correct.
And that's the only thing. So what I was wondering is, after it must have been pretty crazifying, you know, for you first thing in the morning to hear. All I know is that I was having some work done on my house at that time. It was the very, very late 90s. And, you know, half the time the guys were so busy trading that they couldn't, you know, they were trading during their lunch hour. And you knew it wasn't going to end well.
Well, I do remember that time well. Fortunately, most of my clients, I did steer them the right way and, for the most part, overcome their desire to participate. Not with everybody, but I did I did corral. Did corral enough of them. The point is, the frenzy that existed during the dot-com bubble of the late 90s into 2000, I can put in a word. There was a company which is still around and doing very well called Cisco Systems. And I remember a lovely person said, oh, you know, this, I want to do this and trade and this and that. So I helped, and we made some money, but with only a small amount of this person's overall investable funds. But I'll never forget, at the top of the market, let me just have some more Cisco at 84 or 88, which is the exact top of the market. I said, sure, go buy an odd lot. It truly was an odd lot. And then the stock went to 11, not right away, but it went over a period of time. And it was incredible. It was like cement trying to get this person out of this thing. Just let's. All right, we made a mistake. Let's forget it. I'll take responsibility. You. Anyhow, that's the kind of thing. This is an intelligent, educated person, and you said it well. Every morning, I get the call. Because there'd be something on CNBC, there'd be something on somebody saying this, something on saying that, and it becomes like a virus. It becomes addictive. It's like, you know, a person who can't stay away from the racetrack. And the Bitcom thing has started to remind me about that. But frankly, the dot-com thing was much, much more.
Dot-com thing reminds me very much of news and Facebook and internet and information.
Well, that's something else. Let's get there right now. Pardon me for, you know, going down memory lane, but
no, but that was actually where I was going. First, I was going down that memory lane intentionally, and now I want to go to this because I think that the similarities are striking.
The similarities is very much the same. People, they can't wait to get the latest bit of news, and sometimes absorbing news that have nothing to do with themselves. But it's influencing them because everybody's saying it, everybody's talking about it, and this is why it's been easy for some of this divisiveness in the country to take place, because people have become addicted to the news and addicted to being in the know and addicted to having an opinion. When I was a kid, very few people had very few opinions, of course. The world was pretty simple then. But the point is, people didn't go around touting this or that or the other thing. You absorb things, you try to learn, you try to figure it out. Now, with the Facebook and everything else, everybody's in the know. Everybody's in the know. And that's how the Russians and the others, not just the Russians, they learn from our advertisers, you know, how to con people. Be it on television or the internet or whatever. And that's part of the reason we're in the mess we are in terms of people not being able to say, well, okay, is that your opinion? Let me think about it. Let me think about it. The word let me think about it doesn't exist anymore in our lexicon. It's all, no, I know, and this and that and the other thing. So the thing with Facebook, we really need to shake that tree. And I don't know where it goes, but I'll say this. The internet should belong to the people. And it's okay for people to make money out of things that the government has created and so forth and so on. But it's over the top. It's really over the top. Facebook and others are just sacrificing truth for profit. And they're hurting our country. Okay, it's not like Joe Doe buys a stupid product 15% above what he should. It's hurting the country. Facebook and others, not intentionally, please, but they are dividing the country. And individuals have been responsible or should be responsible for taking in and absorbing and understanding the information they're getting. But, you know, it's like the racetrack. You know, once people get involved in it, it's like every day they get up, oh, what's on, what's this, what's that? And it's a very, very difficult time for all of us, for all of us. I'll tell you frankly, I've never participated in exchanges with anybody on what I've read. But when I saw some particular conservative come out regarding LeBron James and he should just stay dribbling and not talk about politics, I engaged. And I engaged with a few people. They never responded to me, but I just couldn't stand it anymore.
Jim,
I'm not going to do that anymore, by the way.
Here's what I did, Jim. I have almost 2,000 people on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and I have almost that many on Twitter. But on Facebook, I finally had enough of the angry, uninformed, stupid, infantile memes that people were posting on this latest shooting. So I dropped off Facebook and I said goodbye to everybody. I said, "This is it. I can't. I've got to take a rest for a while."
Are you still resting?
Right.
But then what I've done over the past 3 days, because I've been off now, this will be the fourth day. I've taken those 2,000 people and I went and I looked at the people that were responsible for those posts, and they're gone. I've taken over 500 people off my list. I'm going to activate it again, but not until I take one last look to make sure that I won't get any more of those horrible, stupid, fake meme things appearing on my page.
And if it starts again, you'll go off again?
No, if it starts again, then individually I'll delete them as they come in. If somebody has to ask me to become a friend.
That's right.
They have to
ask.
Okay.
Is that
a separate setting?
Setting. I let a lot of people be my friend because and here's the sad part about it. A lot of the 500 people I called out are people I know, and the reason I've taken them off my face is I don't want to get mad at them anymore, and I don't want to get mad and lose them as real personal friends. I just don't want them posting their personal opinions on my page.
Now, I wanted to say something just to interject, because what's really interesting is, you know, you are older, ergo you have experience. No, you've got experience with actual personal relationships. So yeah. You know the difference.
Yeah, but and what's going to happen? Some people are going to say, "Oh, that Marshall Miles, he's censoring." No, I'm not censoring. It's my page. You know, it's like am I going to let somebody come in my house and do something that I don't want them to do? No. But I'm not going to risk personal friendships over stupid Facebook. So,
well, also the thing is that people who forward certain things don't know necessarily where it's coming from, and that becomes
That's my problem, not their problem, and so I'm going to eliminate my problem of having to look at something that angers me.
No, I understand.
No,
but what
good for you is kind of called take care of yourself, and you'll be available in a very positive way when people come along. I myself have avoided certain I really don't do a lot on Facebook. I'm beginning, frankly, to get into Twitter, which I like because the text that comes up generally is pretty good, and it also gives me an opportunity to register an opinion without having to get into a lot of things. But a lot of people, relatives and so forth, on the Facebook, I do not participate because I wouldn't want to damage the relationship, because people just go crazy with this kind of information. Anyhow, let's go to something very, 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 very important. The commentary before we began this segment on the AR-15, which is a killer gun, and there's no reason for anybody to have it. And it's been responsible for the last 10 to 15 slaughters in this country and abroad. My suggestion, if you want to expend the energy, is to write your congressman, your senator, your governor, and say, look, let's have an up and down vote on the AR-15 in Congress. Let's basically ban it from sale, from import. Let's give the money back to those dealers who own it, their cost, and let's buy back from those people who own it at their price. And let's get them off the street let the U.S. government, which gives arms to foreign nations, decide who they want to give them to. This is a war weapon. But please, get vocal, get active.
Well,
kick a little dust up and say no more. Why the NRA is in where it is? You just, there's a page, and I meant to get it up, and I don't, that will show you all of the people in Congress who take money from the NRA. Get it up and find out if one of your representatives or senator has taken, and give them holy hell.
Here's the reason I'm glad Don Morrison recorded that for us, and I'm glad, and the reason I'm going to play it a lot is he points out something that everybody forgets in this conversation or in this shouting match, is that before the AR-15 was banned, killings were on the rise. After it was banned in 1994, killings fell by 44%. After the ban was lifted in 2004, killings have gone up by 180-some% with that gun. That's what everybody forgets. Everybody forgets those statistics. Those are the only statistics you need to know about that gun and the mass shootings in this country.
Amen. And I hope you play that as frequently as you can where it works, because we the people have got to stand up and do something. Hopefully, the kids that are starting in Parkland, Florida, and kids throughout the nation, who either not going to go to school or protest or whatever, let's get on their backs. Let's push them. Let's help them. They're the future. We have got to get over this too. It's like a poison. It's like a poison that's in the house, and we don't take it and throw it out.
Hey, Jim, something's happening to your telephone. You're fading.
I'm fading.
There you are. You're back.
There I am.
Okay.
I put my hand across my phone. I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Let's get to something else quickly. Donald Trump, he's our current president, is not living up to his oath to protect the country as said in the Constitution of the United States, which says the president is to protect us from foreign enemies. Well, you know, Tom Friedman has a great article in the last couple of days basically saying what I think most of us know. Russia has something on Trump, either money laundering or he did a lot of terrible things there that they have pictures of. The point is, he's not doing his duty. All of us, particularly those who voted for him, please wake up and get into the picture and understand we have a president unchecked, who is not operating our best interest. What are you going to do about it? Again, you can write your senators, your people, but get involved in learning. There's so much information out now, courtesy of the Mueller indictment, and there's a lot more to come. Rick Gates is now going to get on to Manafort. It might be too late for Manafort to turn tail and say I'm guilty and squeal, so to speak, but it's in process. But please pay attention. Our country is being, our country, we are in danger because of this man in the White House. Now, Russia has engaged in cyber war. That's cyber war. That's a new kind of war, okay? Back in the 40s, the Japanese decided to hit us in Pearl Harbor. Eventually, about a year or so later, we put Japanese people here in this country in concentration camps. It's something that, oh, we regret, and we shouldn't have done it, and so forth. Well, we did it. We did it. This is our country, and we did it. I think it's time to round up the Russians and start putting them in camps and then send them back. That's the only thing the Russians understand, strength. Maybe this sounds too out there to you, but to me it doesn't. My father was drafted in the Second World War with three kids. The only reason he had to go into that was because the Japanese had attacked us, okay? It undermined his life and maybe some of our lives. So this is very personal. Send the pygmy, Putin, and his pigs to a camp.
Now, what you have to understand here, and this is what I'm going to interject a little bit in here, is that President Obama closed certain embassies and sent people home. There's a unique relationship, obviously, between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And I have no idea what type of relationship it is, but someone has something on somebody. Because if you look at what happened in, the bombings that took place in, with the United States called in to help out in Syria, and over 50 Russian nationals were killed. And Russia has said nothing to their public about it and has said nothing to us about it. There's a very strange tie that is not good between the upper echelon of the White House and Vladimir Putin. And it can light off a powder keg anytime.
Indeed, it can. But for people who voted for this man, it's time for you to get over yourself and get real. Our country is under threat, as you just mentioned. So do whatever you have to do, but get your consciousness wrapped around the fact that this president is a clear and present danger. I suggest you read Tom Friedman. I mentioned earlier, a couple of days ago, he wrote for the Times. He says it a lot more clearly than probably I've said it, but digest it, figure it out, and start to look at those people who have been taking money from the NRA, sponsoring the killing of our kids by allowing a war weapon to be used.
All right, we have about a minute left.
Well, good, because I can catch my breath, run around the block, come back, and anyhow, you know, the sun is going to shine again. Think of those horses, but think about the tremendous freedom. And think about something which is in the New Yorker, which is an article about George Washington, the first president, and the humility that he brought to the office of the presidency. Something which most presidents, at least near term that we can decipher, have done. To take on such a tremendous mantle of responsibility, you got to call on humility. You got to call on the fact that you can make mistakes and you want to do your best not to. Unfortunately, we don't have this situation now. But fortunately, we have every 4 years an opportunity to write things in the Oval Office and every 2 years in the Senate and the Congress. I implore you, learn about the people who are running in your districts. Please prepare yourself to vote. Please encourage your neighbors and friends to vote. One of our problems is the relatively small turnout in the last presidential election.
All right, we're out of time.
Anyhow, God bless you and your friends and your kids. Keep those kids safe. Keep your eyes open. See ya.
Take care, Jim.
Bye.
Now, that is Jim Lynch. And Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. Online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch.